There's these things in the facility called PGLFs or PLFs, programmable life forms, and they're a type of military biorobot. They're part machine and part organic, and they're referred to in the base as twitchers, because they twitch unnaturally. I mean, there's lots of different kinds. There's some of the ones are small grey non-human beings, and they've got some kind of big black round eyes, and they've got some of them have got three fingers and a thumb, and the others have got four fingers and a thumb.
Much like the greys that we've heard so much about, these ETs.
Well, I mean, that's another subject all in itself. There are extraterrestrial life forms in this base and other bases. I mean, we can talk about that later.
Okay.
But, basically, these are military biorobots. They're not aliens, but there are real aliens. The NSA is a fact, you know. The NSA and the higher levels of British intelligence are interacting in the bases with extraterrestrial life forms.
What did they do, though, with these bio-robots? Did they take a human being and add machinery to him?
Basically, with the PLFs, they're developed in three stages. Each stage takes 3 months in between. And each stage has its own section in the base. And there's up to 500 PLFs stored at one time in the base, and they're shipped to different military bases in the UK and abroad. And contacting the intelligence community tells me there's thousands of PLFs at Area 51 in Nevada. But, I mean, what they do, the NSA actually stage false flag alien abductions with them.
Now, explain that. What do you mean by that?
Well, what they do is they basically, the NSA are involved in what's called military abductions, my labs, and they're using these PLFs, military robots, to make people be under the impression that they're being abducted by extraterrestrials.
Ah, okay.
And what they're trying to do is confuse the public about the extraterrestrial agenda. And throw in all sorts of disinformation and try and control the outcome.
What do these PLF super soldiers look like, James? I mean, if we were looking at one right now, can you describe one?
There's all different types. They're not human. The small gray ones are about 3.5 foot tall. Kind of big black eyes. Their eyes are round. And the way you can describe them, the real greys have got those sort of wraparound V-like eyes.
Right.
But the PLFs have got just like round eyes with black eyes, and they're kind of spongy to the touch. I haven't actually touched them myself, but my friend Barry King, who's a security officer who worked at the base, has.
And they don't have any kind of human DNA at all in them?
They're part organic, part machine. I'm not sure exactly what their DNA is consists of. I mean, you don't have to feed them, and you can program them for tasks on a computer.
Where did they come from? Were they developed?
That was back-engineered alien technology they were developed from, the PLFs. It gets back to the treaties that the U.S. government did with extraterrestrials. I mean, the first one was on July the 11th in 1934, and that was with the Zetan Greys, the small Greys, 3.5 foot Greys. They're actually from the Orion star system, and they made a treaty with the U.S. government, and that was actually on a naval ship in the port city of Balboa in Panama. And that was on July the 11th, 1934, as I said. That was actually one of the most historic events in history.
What kind of a deal was this?
Basically, there was an exchange that the Greys provided them, representatives of the U.S. intelligence community, with advanced alien technology. And in return, the U.S. government said they would allow the Greys to proceed unhindered with the abductions of human beings. Basically, the Greys' attitude was, we'll give you technology if you allow us to infiltrate your culture. And when they were infiltrating the culture, that was basically replacing targeted humans in abductions with clones under Grey mind control. And that was, you know, like political leaders, military leaders, you know, the Greys are subverting the human population slowly. Because it's basically, there's good and bad factions of the Zetan Greys, but the negative ones is an invasion, a planetary takeover. And
You're saying, though, that since 1934, James, they have been systematically removing humans from this planet, replacing them with like humans, but they're not.
Basically, clones. I mean, that gets into the PLF super soldiers. They're the PLF super soldiers are human clones, and it takes 1 year to grow them from embryo to adult. But you couldn't tell them apart. They just look human. And they're basically, the NSA create them in the base, the AL-499 in Peaswell in Berkshire, and in many other bases at Dulcie, Area 51. The clones are basically loaded with mind control implants and genetic enhancement. And in Project Mannequin, a thing called reverse cloning takes place. Reverse cloning is quite complicated, but basically, you're put in a trip seat, and you've got the cranial implant, which is in front of the pineal gland in the brain, and that's connected to the computers. It's called, through EBL, it's called Electronic Brain Link. And
is there a plug in their head? Or
no,
is it
not. It just uses radio waves,
okay.
Scalar waves. So there is no plug. Basically, the supercomputers in the NSA base, they're, again, back-engineered alien technology. So they can actually decode brain waves. So what they do is they download all your memories and all your emotions onto the computer and record it onto the computer. Then what they do is they take a clone of you that's taken a year to grow, and they download all the memories and all your emotions into the clone, and then they kill the original person and send the clone out into the community.
Gee.
And the clone thinks it's the original person.